The hottest NBA topic out there right now. Everyone knows what it is. It's Kevin Durant. Where will he go next? Who could he play with? And what would be required to get him? We've heard a bunch of teams mentioned in the talks to get Kevin Durant. One of those teams, the Memphis Grizzlies. Coming up on Locked On Grizzlies, we're going to talk about the Grizzlies' chances of potentially landing Kevin Durant and what it would mean for this team. Let's go. Locked On Grizzlies.
You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to Locked On Grizzlies. I am your host, DeMichael Cole, beat writer for the Commercial Appeal, right here in Memphis, Tennessee, covering your Memphis Grizzlies since last season. Kevin Durant is the big talk around the NBA right now, and I mean, rightfully so. He's arguably the best player in the world, and he requested a trade about a week ago. So we're going to get into all that. We're going to break it down. We're going to break it down from the Grizzlies side coming up. But first, we appreciate you. Thank you for making Locked On Grizzlies your first listen or watch each and every day. Thank you for liking, commenting, continue to subscribe to all of our content. And make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. You can find Locked On Grizzlies anywhere. Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts. Or if you want to watch us, you just go over to YouTube, type in Locked On Grizzlies, subscribe, check us out. All the videos are there every single day. We are here. But first, we appreciate you for listening to Locked On Grizzlies. And this episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online is where the game starts, and Bet Online is where you go to get your bets, your props, your odds, your money lines on anything going on in sports. So I've paid attention to this for a while. You know, this Kevin Durant talk, and you know, I figured today would be a great day to talk about it, right? You know why? Flashback to July 4, 2016. First of all, happy 4th of July to everyone out there. But let's flashback to about 6 years ago on this date. Kevin Durant shocked a lot of people and confirmed, you know, the suspicious belief to others that he was heading to Golden State through a Players Tribune article that he wrote. And, you know, the rest was history, as they say. He went to Golden State, 3 seasons, 2 championships, went to a third, but, you know, injuries kind of derailed them in that run against the Raptors. But it was arguably the best, or one of the best teams we have ever seen, you know, suited up and just make the game look as easy as they did. Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, a younger Andre Iguodala. I mean, it was a scary sight. It's a scary sight. They ran through the NBA for a couple of seasons, and, you know, injuries plagued them in that third run. But that was a big deal. And, you know, people have questioned whether Kevin Durant's legacy is justified, being that, you know, he had to go to the team in which he lost to the previous season, 2015 Western Conference Finals. The Thunder blew a 3-1 lead to the Golden State Warriors, and the Golden State Warriors went on to win the championship. So he was that close. He went 7 games with this team, played, and joined them the very next season, won a couple championships. And then his legacy got questioned even more when the Warriors finally got back healthy this past season, ran it back with Draymond, Steph, Klay, and added some weapons over the past couple seasons through all the injuries with guys like Jordan Poole and the traded for Andrew Wiggins and things like that. They added all these weapons, and lo and behold, Golden State proved it. They could win the championship without Kevin Durant. But everyone knows, you know, as Kevin Durant says, you know who I am. You know who I am, right? It's one of his most popular quotes. He's Kevin Durant. You can question, you know, his championship legitimacy and all of that. But at the end of the day, Kevin Durant is one of the best players in the NBA right now. He's one of the best scorers ever. And he has 4 years left on a massive contract extension that he signed last season. That is the whole caveat in this situation. Yes, Kevin Durant is 33 years of age. Yes, but he plays at such a high skill level, and he has 4 years left on his contract. This is a very unique situation. So we're going to talk about, you know, Kevin Durant's situation, but we're going to talk about player empowerment first, because why is this even a thing, right? A player just signed the extension last season, already requesting a trade. Here's the thing. The NBA, you know, I remember I talked to Adrian Wojnarowski about this. It was sometime during the season last year, and we were just talking about player empowerment and just how the NBA has changed so much in the fact that some players in certain situations will sign an extension with a team. Not saying this is what Kevin Durant did, but this is where the level of player empowerment has gone. Some players will sign extensions knowing that, hey, one day they could request a trade. Or if they get unhappy, they'll leave the situation. And they'll request that trade after signing that extension with the team that they're currently playing for, because if you sign an extension with a team that has your bird rights, they can offer you, in most cases, you know, 50-45% more money than other situations. Take, you know, Ja Morant's recent extension, for example. I think the closest any other team could have got to paying him the, you know, $191 million if, you know, he were to take said offers next offseason, would project to be around 30, 40 million shy of that. So it's a big deal. Sign up with a team that's currently held on to you for, you know, has your bird rights, sign the extension, maximize your money, and then say, hey, I don't want to be here. And, you know, you may say, well, they don't have to under that. You signed the contract, right? Well, here's the thing about the NBA, and I've learned this because I've been around a lot of players and, you know, had conversations with a lot of players. And the thing about the NBA is the word of players is kind of like any other business out there. The business world is small. It's small. And the NBA business is small. Players play, they pay attention to how other players are treated. For example, let's say Steph Curry requested a trade from Golden State right now. If Golden State doesn't honor that request, other players in the NBA may look at them a little bit different. Or if he requests a trade specifically to the Grizzlies and Golden State says, you know, they get bitter and they say, hey, we're going to ship him to, you know, the worst team in the NBA. And just because we can do that, other players in the NBA will look at that, you know, kind of with a, you know, side-eyed view and will think that's franchise may not have their best interests when they become free agents. So all of that is considered in the NBA, and all of that is to be taken into point with this Kevin Durant situation. The thing about this Kevin Durant situation is he has reportedly had a list of teams that stand out above the rest. The main two teams that everyone has talked about, the Suns, the Miami Heat. I've heard more reports around where it's Chris Haynes, John Gambadoro, you know, Adrian Wojnarowski mentioned the Suns and the Heat. Mark Stein mentioned those couple teams, but the conversation is centered more around the Suns, and the Heat have been kind of that second team in there. But when a guy like Kevin Durant comes available, everyone wants a piece of the cake, right? Woj did report that, I mean, hours after his reported trade request, there were upwards of 15 teams calling. That's half the league. Do you think the Grizzlies were one of those teams? I'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. But half the league was inquiring about Kevin Durant. But the thing is, half the league does not have the assets to acquire what is arguably the best player or scorer in the NBA right now with 4 years left on his contract. That's a tough situation. Now, the thing about it is he has these two teams, right? The Suns and the Heat. If it was easy for him to get traded to those teams, it would be done by now. So the fact that the Suns and the Heat have yet to ink a deal or trade to get Kevin Durant, it's kind of opened the book. One team that's kind of flew up the radar in the past couple of days is the Toronto Raptors. Their odds have soared on sports books, and more reports are indicating that the Raptors are really getting involved because the Raptors have young, tradable assets that make them a good destination if Kevin Durant, you know, wants to go there, or if Brooklyn just says, you know, forget what he wants, they're going to trade him there. All of that matters in this situation. But this is Locked On Grizzlies, right? We're going to talk about the Grizzlies side of things, because at the end of the day, the Grizzlies, I do believe they have the assets to get it done in terms of players, draft capital. They can work the money out. They have the assets to get it done, but will the Grizzlies be able to do that? That's the big question. We're going to talk about that coming up next on Locked On Grizzlies. What would a package with the Grizzlies look like if they were to go after Kevin Durant? But before we get to that, I want to talk to you about Bet Online, because Bet Online is your premier betting option out there. It's the number one source for all your bet needs and sports info. You can find all of the latest sports developments, league reviews, news, and including, you know, Major League Baseball. Baseball is the major sport going on right now for my money, and I'm tuned in always to my Atlanta Braves. Right now, the Atlanta Braves are playing the St. Louis Cardinals. Being a Memphis native, and those who follow the Locked On Grizzlies, I'm assuming a lot of you are Southeast natives, and a lot of the Southeast is split between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Atlanta Braves. Well, the game today, the Braves are the projected favorites on BetOnline. So if you like those odds, go check it out. But BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite sports events and teams. And it's not just baseball, because you got MMA, you got boxing, you got golf, and you got a plethora of other sports. BetOnline is where you go to get your betting needs. So go check that out at betonline.net. So I've kind of, you know, had to laugh off some of the things I've seen in the past few days, because I always remind people that fan is a short word for the word fanatic. Do you know what the word fanatic means? I'm gonna pull up the definition, and I'm gonna pull up the Webster's definition. Webster's is my favorite dictionary. So I'm gonna pull up the Webster's definition of the word fanatic. Here it is. It says a person exhibiting excessive enthusiasm and intense, uncritical devotion towards some controversial matter. Insane, crazy. In a good way. I think, you know, fans, fanatics, they're truly special. You can convince yourself to believe anything you want to believe. And I'm only bringing that up because I have seen some of the craziest trade ideas from Grizz Nation when it comes to acquiring Kevin Durant. One I saw actually was fans suggesting that, you know, a package centered around Dylan Brooks, Zaire Williams, Brandon Clark, and throw in some picks. Dylan Brooks, Zaire Williams, Brandon Clark, throw in some picks. And I think Steven Adams was in there to make the money work. So Dylan Brooks, Steven Adams, Brandon Clark, Zaire Williams, and a bunch of picks would be enough to acquire what some people view as the best player in the league, who has 4 years. Even if he was on an expiring contract, that wouldn't be enough. This guy has 4 years left on his contract. That is what changes this whole landscape. That is absolutely nowhere near enough to get Kevin Durant. So what would it take, right? What would it take to acquire Kevin Durant? Well, the reports out there are saying, the Nets want a young star, and you would too, right? If you're trading Kevin Durant, you better get your money's worth. Like, it's one of the best players in the world. You don't trade him like he's just some, you know, guy who makes the all-star game every couple seasons. This is a consistent guy who's going to score 27, 28 points every single year, and he's going to get your team to the postseason. You don't trade him for a bag of chips. This is where it gets fishy for Grizzlies fans. So the ones I've talked to about this trade, if the Grizzlies are to get serious about trade talks with Kevin Durant, the conversation has to start with Desmond Bane and or Jaren Jackson Jr. Are you ready to accept that? If you're not ready to accept that, then throw Kevin Durant out the window. You don't want him. You don't feel like the Grizzlies need him. And that's okay. I'm partly biased towards that direction as well. I like the fact that the Grizzlies have built a lot of this team from the bottom up, from the ground. But you talk about Kevin Durant and what it would require to get him. You're talking about almost gutting your team. That's some of the reports I've seen out there in terms of those teams like the Suns and the Heat. I saw some people on the Suns side who were saying that the Suns, they think they have the assets, but they don't want to gut their team. to get Kevin Durant? What would a package package to get KD look like in Memphis? I personally think it starts with Desmond Bane. One, because Desmond Bane has been the healthier player between him and Jaren Jackson Jr. Jaren Jackson Jr., as we saw in recent days, is actually going to be out the next 4 to 6 months. He's going to miss the beginning of next season potentially, and possibly into December, early January, somewhere around that stretch. But with all of that being said, Desmond Bane is the healthier option. Desmond Bane's a great shooter, which is, you know, the NBA's game now. And he really showed big time improvement in year two. He is the guy I think you can center a package around. Then you have to make the money work, right? Because at the end of the day, Desmond Bane makes sense as your star asset in this trade. But the money has to work. Kevin Durant's scheduled to make $44 million next season. 44 big bucks. My trade package personally would look something like this. I say Desmond Bane. That's your young star. You throw Dylan Brooks in there. Expiring contract, which will stand out to the Brooklyn Nets. So they can say, hey, if we like him, we keep him. If we don't, he's an expiring contract. Potentially create space for the next season. Same thing with Steven Adams. I think it starts with Bane, Brooks, Adams. You got to throw another young asset in there. We talked about this. They want one young, like, star asset, and they want another player who they feel could be a star. I think Zaire Williams is the other guy you have to throw in the trade. So you're saying Bane, Zaire Williams, Steven Adams, Dylan Brooks. Those are your players. That doesn't include the plethora. We just think about it. We just saw Rudy Gobert. You think this is too much? Because some of you may say, no, this is way too much. Well, look at this. Rudy Gobert just got traded to the Minnesota Timberwolves for four unprotected first-round picks. That's Rudy Gobert. This is an all-time great defensive center, but this is a guy we also saw in the playoffs, the small ball Clippers. He couldn't, you know, score 20 points on them per game, and that's what you would expect of an all-time great center. But point being, if Rudy Gobert commanded that, Kevin Durant is probably going to take four or five unprotected first-round picks plus swaps on top of Desmond Bane, possibly Zaire Williams, possibly Dylan Brooks and Steven Adams, you know, to make the money work financially. I think Dylan Brooks and Steven Adams are somewhere at around $30 million tied in together for next season. So that is my ideal trade package. Be sure, you know, in the Locked On Grizzlies comments, if you think that package is something you're willing to do, you know, let me know in the comments. We'll probably go further into this on future Locked On Grizzlies episodes, depending on how things play out over the next couple of days. But if the Grizzlies are to do this, you are risking gutting your roster. You're risking, you know, saying, hey, we built all of this. Now we're ready to cash them in. Now, some franchises like that. You know, the couple of other teams we've mentioned, Miami Heat, you know, they build a lot of their players up with the Heat culture and thing like that, and they make some big splashy trades, you know. They went out and got certain guys in the past who have really taken them to a next level, signing trades for guys like LeBron James, Chris Bosh. They got Jimmy Butler through free agency and all these players. And then there's, you know, the Suns team that I mentioned. Mentioning these two teams because these are the teams that have been mostly linked to Kevin Durant. I think in the Suns side of things, it came out recently that James Jones actually said, hey, we don't care too much about the draft. We don't care to develop players through the draft. He didn't think it's a successful way of building the team, even though the Golden State Warriors and Boston Celtics to a degree just proved that theory wrong. But point being, the Grizzlies are in a great situation in terms of they can build this team through the draft the way they've done and continue to say, hey, we're going to go at it. We're going to take plenty of cracks at it. You wonder, you know, the thing about this is the Grizzlies are young and people will say, hey, they can take 5, 6, 7 more runs at it with this young squad. It's partly true. That's partly true. What's also true is probably not going to take 5, 6, 7 runs with this same exact young squad, because if these guys all progress to the degree that Grizz Nation and the fans want to see these players become, you're not going to be able to keep all of them. So you say 5 to 7 years of the same squad. You're saying 5 to 7 years of potentially 3 or 4 guys in a core, a lot of Golden State Warriors. You know, Draymond Green, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Andre Iguodala to a degree. But those three guys in particular, Steph, Klay, Draymond, they were there in the beginning, 2015 at the beginning of the run. But everything around them on the roster kind of evolved because some guys got paid. Some guys, you know, went to different teams, and also they traded players, you know, to get a guy like Kevin Durant. So with all that being said, the Grizzlies are in an interesting situation where they could pull the trigger. Do I think they should pull the trigger? We're going to talk about that coming up next on Locked On Grizzlies. But before we get to that, let's talk about some other ways. You know, we're talking about team building. Let's talk about how you can build your car, and that's through Rock Auto, because a lot of people, I know you're out there, you're paying 30, 40%, 100%. You're paying these big prices at some of these chain stores, or you're going to these car dealerships where you can get the same, you can get the same things from a place like Rock Auto at a much more affordable rate. I'm talking things like brake parts, tail lamps, motor oils, new carpet, whatever you need. Rock Auto has you covered. Well, how do you do that? You go to rockauto.com right now and see what parts they have that fit your needs. All you have to do is write Locked On in the How Did You Hear About Us section, and you go over there to Rock Auto, get those amazing selections with the reliably low prices. All the parts you will ever need, Rock Auto. So this Kevin Durant talk, we've talked about, you know, what would he do for Memphis, and I mean, you know, the trade package that would be required. We talked about, you know, just all the landscape of everything that's going on right now. He's requested this trade. It's actually July 4th today, which is the day he landed in Golden State 6 seasons ago. But the question now is, one, should the Grizzlies do it? And the secondary question to that is a player like Kevin Durant, 33 years old, 4 years left on his contract, while you have the second youngest team in the NBA, is Kevin Durant worth gutting, taking away most of your core, your chemistry, one of the, you know, closest teams in the NBA? Is Kevin Durant worth it? The Grizzlies didn't have a player over 28 years of age last season. Kevin Durant's 33. You're talking about a completely different presence in the locker room. Is it worth it? Depends on how hungry you are for this, you know, this whole championship thing. But I'll throw in, I think the Grizzlies should side on the side of caution on this one. And I'll say it like this. One, I think with Ja Morant and Desmond Bane, you have the perfect backcourt pairing. In terms of, you have one of the best shooters in the league in one position, and you have one of the best downhill attackers. It's a perfect pairing, right? That's like peanut butter and jelly. Ja Morant and Desmond Bane will be able to play well off of one another for the foreseeable future. And I wouldn't want to break that duo up. That is a duo that you create on the games. If you have one guy who's attacking downhill, you want the other guy who's a great shooter in your backcourt. The Grizzlies have that. Don't mess that up. Then, on top of that, talk about the small forward position. Dylan Brooks, okay, he's your guy right now, and there's some questions there. I know I personally advocate for Dylan Brooks in the way that you don't have a lot of great defensive wings in the NBA. He's one of the, 30 or so in the whole entire league that you can say, hey, guard the point guard this night, or guard Steph Curry, guard Dame Lillard. All right, this night you got Paul George. Okay, this night you got Kawhi Leonard. This night you got you got Bradley Beal, like you got Devin Booker this night. Okay, now this night you go get Chris Paul. He's one of the few guys in the league who you can actually do that with. That's a valuable asset to me. That's a very valuable asset, especially in the Western Conference, where guard play is elite. But point being here is you have your backcourt in place. Dylan Brooks, I think, is valuable, but you have Zaire Williams, who is emerging. You see how Zaire Williams plays throughout this season, and then you project what you want to do at the small forward position. Zaire Williams is about to go into summer league. We're going to talk about that on upcoming Locked On Grizzlies episode. He has a chance for a really big offseason. I've talked in the past about him working out with Ja Morant this summer, working out with Desmond Bane this summer. They've really been locked in the gym, And it's a big deal. We'll see how it turns out. But power forward position, you have Jaren Jackson Jr. You have your guy there. You're locked in at that position as well. And then center, you have a young guy in Brandon Clark. You have Steven Adams, who has come in, as we saw last season in that Golden State series, really made a big impact. And think about the Minnesota Timberwolves recently traded. We mentioned it earlier that they acquired Rudy Gobert. So they're going to play Karl Anthony Towns at the four, Rudy Gobert at the five. Good thing about that from the Grizzlies side of things is now the Timberwolves play the Grizzlies. You don't have to take Steven Adams off the court because he'll be guarding Rudy Gobert. And Rudy Gobert is not going to play Steven Adams off the court a la Karl Anthony Towns. So that's the good side of it for Memphis from that perspective. So that series next season would look drastically different if they were to play again because the Timberwolves traded away a lot of defense and athleticism. And Steven Adams would be on the floor instead of, you know, sitting on the bench, taken out of the rotation and whatnot. But the Grizzlies, you know, I think the fact that they lost De'Anthony Melton and Kyle Anderson also plays into this into why I say you do not trade for Kevin Durant. Those are two of your best players off the bench. We talked about the Grizzlies bench all season. What made the Grizzlies bench especially special this past season? They had a firm identity. De'Anthony Melton, top 10 in the NBA in deflections. Crazy good hands. Kyle Anderson, also some of the best hands I felt like between a combo 3-4 in the entire league. And emphasis on the combo 3-4, because now that Jaren Jackson Jr. is hurt, who would have been that guy that would have seamlessly stepped into that role at power forward? It would have been Kyle Anderson. Now, who's going to play that role? No one knows. I asked the question on Twitter one day, and I saw people saying David Roddy. I saw people saying Jake LaRavia. I saw people saying a potential free agent. Shoot, I even saw people saying Dylan Brooks was going to downsize and play power forward. I've seen it all, but no one knows because Kyle Anderson is gone. So those two guys aren't here anymore that I just mentioned. Kyle Anderson, De'Anthony Melton. Your bench, they acquired prospects who could potentially fill those roles. I mentioned Jake LaRavia. I mentioned David Roddy. They've required those guys. And then, of course, Kennedy Chandler as well through the draft. You re-signed Tyus Jones, another huge piece. Then you have guys like John Conchar, Killian Tilly. They have players on this roster who can play in those roles. But the bench right now is currently projected, I would think, minus Kyle and De'Anthony, they're going to have to create a new identity. It's not going to be that same havoc-wreaking team that forced Golden State into all those 20-plus turnover games and caused all those steals and things like that. It's going to be a little bit different looking. That's going to take some time to get used to. The Western Conference is going to be super competitive next season. So taking time to get used to things is probably going to be, you know, the difference in being a 2 seed and a 5 seed in the West. But that's why I think the Grizzlies are in a special position where you ride this thing out. Ja Morant just signed his extension. It doesn't kick in until next season. This is the first year where Jaren Jackson Jr.'s extension will kick in. Then you also have to extend Desmond Bain next season. I think that's your core right there. And potentially how Zaire Williams plays, then after that season, you're going to have to, you know, talk about extending him if, you know, he is the player who I think he is and who he will become. But with that being said, there's your core four, I would say, right there. Ja Morant, Desmond Bane, Zaire Williams, Jaren Jackson Jr. The question is that enough to bring a championship to Memphis? Time will tell. Based on what we saw last season, I think that core, as they develop, as Ja and Bane continue to play together, as Jaren and Ja get on the court and, you know, play off of each other a little bit more better, as Zaire Williams gets bigger, gets stronger, and just continues to get more confident with his game, I think that's a core that could really do some nice things. So you have your core in place in Memphis. Ride it out with that core. Build around that core as they're doing now with the picks that they recently acquired. And I think you're in a great situation if you're a Memphis Grizzly. You trade for Kevin Durant. Yes, you are automatically a championship contender off of the fact of a potential core of Ja Morant getting downhill, Kevin Durant. and Jaren Jackson Jr. when he's healthy, and whatever pieces you keep around that, and you're probably going to add some shooting, you're automatically a championship contender. But the thing about gutting your roster for these players, I'm not a big fan of it, because this is not NBA 2K where you can just turn the injuries off. When you gut your roster like that, you're basically saying, please do not get hurt, Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson, or Kevin Durant. Each of those guys that I just mentioned have missed some games over the past couple seasons. That's another reason. If Kevin Durant gets traded here and misses 2 weeks, you're talking about a Grizzlies roster that went from legitimately, oh, when they missed guys, you didn't see them miss a beat last season, to, oh, if Kevin Durant goes down, they probably drop to the bottom tier or not close to it, the bottom tier of the elite teams. We're talking maybe 8-9 seed playing level, and that's a big difference. So you don't gut your roster, because right now the Grizzlies are built to withstand any injury. If Ja Morant goes down, they have Tyus Jones. If Desmond Bane goes down, they can move Dylan Brooks over to the two and then plug in Zaire Williams, you know, at the small forward spot. If Dylan Brooks goes down, you just put in Zaire Williams at that spot. Then at center, Steven Adams goes down, Brandon Clark. We mentioned that the four, without Kyle Anderson being on this team, the Grizzlies have some decisions to work out there in terms of what's behind Jaren Jackson Jr., but you drafted the players. They drafted Jake LaRavia, who can play the three, who can play the four. They drafted David Roddy, who's 6'5", 255, can play the three, can play the four, played most of his time at the four. Check out my story, actually, later on commercialappeal.com, where I talked with one of the beat writers from Colorado State about David Roddy and what he brings to the table. I think he gave some intriguing perspective on what David Roddy will bring to Memphis. But with all that being said, I think the Grizzlies are in a desirable situation with teams dream of. You have your core guys. Right now, it isn't too costly. And you have a lot of chances to make a run at it. All these guys are under 25. The Grizzlies need to keep pounding. They're knocking on the doorsteps. They went 6 games with the eventual NBA champions. And I have to remind you, I have to keep reminding you, the Grizzlies won more minutes in that series. So keep that in mind. But thank you for making Locked On Grizzlies your first listen every day. And before you go, because on the next episode of Locked On Grizzlies, it's time to get into some of this summer league talk. Summer League, I'll be out there. I'm going to head over to Salt Lake City. I'm also going to head over to Las Vegas, and I'll let you know what the sights and sounds are from the Summer League basketball, and we'll have it all covered here on Locked On Grizzlies. But for your second listen, make sure you get up to date on the latest news and rumors in the NBA with Locked On NBA. Thing about Locked On NBA is it's your daily NBA update in just 30 minutes. That means you can get filled in with everything going on, the draft, the free agency, the trades, everything going on in the NBA. 30 minutes Locked On NBA will have you covered. But we appreciate you for tuning in to Locked On Grizzlies. Stay tuned for tomorrow's episode as well. And remember, it's not worth gutting your entire roster. Thank you for tuning in to Locked On Grizzlies. I am your host, DeMichael Cole. We'll see you next time.